John Humphreys writes for City Watch LA and is a member of the Greater Wilshire Neighborhood Group. He says the ratepayers advocate is crucial because of what he calls recent rate shocks.
The ratepayers advocate's role would be to, you know, oversee the operations, the plans, the finances, and the management of the Department of Water and Power on a timely and continuous basis.
Renewable resources consultant Alexander Kravitz is also attending tonight's meeting.
I welcome the opportunity to have more transparency about what goes into the rate.
Humphreys says the DWP has a credibility problem. He says creating an advocate and letting the public be part of the process is essential.
You know, we want to be in on that factory floor. We want to know the blood and guts that are in this memo so there aren't any curveballs in here.
One key concern citizens have raised is where the funding for this new office would come from. Humphreys wants the DWP to pay for it, but for the funds to stay independent. Consultant Kravitz disagrees.
Why not have it at the controller's office, for example? Since the controller has auditing capabilities, then perhaps the ratepayer advocate should be there.
She also thinks the advocate should focus more on renewable energy, not just lower costs.
I worry that the ratepayer advocate's position might be construed as just a platform to keep rates low at any cost, and this will, I believe, cost ratepayers more in the long run.
The reform meeting will take place at 6 o'clock tonight at the South Los Angeles Constituent Service Center. Emily Frost, Annenberg Radio News.